When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. 15 and 25. Hi. All right. Whatever you say.
Yeah, rolling. Rolling. Where's your mic, fool?
We're rolling.
Thank you.
Yeah, fool.
Yeah, fool. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show. For what did it say? Tuesday.
A bunch of people want to know the word that we didn't say on the other airwaves.
Should we all say it together? It's 1, 2, 3.
Schmegma. Oh, schmegma. Sorry. Mom. The full word is schmegma.
I actually think it's, there's no ch in it. I think it's like smegma.
Oh, I thought it was schmeg.
I always said schmeg too. Hold on, let's see.
Truthfully, I don't.
But whatever.
Smegma.
No, it's an actual, schmeg.
It's an actual medical term too. Like, smegma is a thing. It grows in folds and gathers in places where there's like a gland.
No, my smegma. Old band had a song called Screaming Cheesy Discharge.
Oh, yeah.
Smegma. And that's...
Let me hear it.
It is smegma. It's actually spelled without the...
Yeah,
it's just S-M-E.
Oh, big surprise.
Actually,
she knows the word, even though it's my word and I've used it forever.
There's a line of appliances by a company called Smeg. S-M-E-G. And they make like fridges. And they're kind of old-fashioned looking.
Smeg?
And they're high-end.
Smeg.com. Here it is.
Smeg.com. I bet they get a lot of visits that they didn't.
Yeah, they should have considered.
Yeah. They're like Swedish or something. Maybe it means something in another language.
Or they were before the internet when you could just go, what does Smeg mean? Oh, dear. That's a problem.
There it is. Smeg.
Yeah. All right.
There it is. So they got major appliances.
So you got some Smeg in your house?
I think they're pretty expensive. We were looking at a fridge. They do kind of a small, old-fashioned looking fridge, and it says S-M-E-G in all caps across the front.
That'd be kind of fun.
I was like, we got to get a Smeg fridge.
Yeah.
But
so
no.
Why didn't you? What are you waiting for?
Because we don't need a new fridge.
Oh, look, there's one in Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Oh. There's one up in Oregon, too. Or is that
Omaha.
Still California?
Can't see it's right on the border. In fact, they're probably on fire. That's where the fire is.
Right. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So smeg is what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. That's the word.
That's
if you were wondering what word we couldn't say on the air, we were, dancing around it.
Yeah.
It's smegma.
But I think it is it's a term that, obviously you wouldn't just yell it out loud or anything, but I do think it's a technical... Well, we're on the Secret Show now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We can say whatever we want, can't we?
Right. Well.
What the actual fuck?
I'm sure Jane's like, what the hell are these guys doing?
Jane,
eight, one,
do you know
two,
about
three,
smegma?
Smegma!
Smegma!
You've already made me throw up once today.
Oh, by the way, Jane totally has my back on the human meatball. Get in here.
Get over here.
What do you mean, has your back?
Yeah, like, it's impossible. It's stupid. Get it on the mic. Turn their mic on, would you? Or make sure it's up and out appropriate.
Good morning, Jane.
All the things.
Nice to see you.
I'm not talking to you today.
Smegma and meatballs, right?
I never want to hear the words ear cheese. I kept turning away, and I'd be like, they have to be done with it. And then I'd come back, and you'd be like, well, wait, I never found out what that is. And then Brim was like, oh, I got it for you right here. And then I'm like, I'll be back in 2 minutes, guys. And
listen to her do impressions.
Every time.
It's indistinguishable. Your impersonation of these guys, amazing.
Uncanny.
Yeah, I love it. I'm ruined. Really, no, you're not ruined. Stop it. Everybody's got ear cheese and smegma. Stop it.
And that lady's making a million off it, so it's hard to be mad at her.
Can you fucking believe that? No, like, she's 28, she has $1 million from shavings off her body.
And it's like what you said. Like, there are some things, somebody's got a perv for it. Somebody's got a fetish for it,
right.
I understand.
A kink of some kind.
But I don't want to think that there is someone, I can't say it again, but who wants that. I can't
what,
live in that world.
What, the dandruff? You're touching your hair and your ears, the ear cheese.
The ear thing,
okay.
Yeah.
Look, we only found out about ear cheese today. You got to try and get with it.
But then when you were talking about the S word, Smegma? And you said it ended in G, I was like, no, it ends in muh.
Oh, you knew.
Yeah, she knew.
Oh, good for you.
And then somebody, it was a friend that was like, I believe there's a muh at the end.
No, he got it.
I was like, there's a muh.
Yeah. In fact, when he said it, I went, muh.
But I did I always thought it was only a guy thing. I did not know that it was both.
I think it's a fold thing.
What is splooge? Like, is splooge?
Cum.
Oh, that's just
that
guy
is,
stuff.
That is
okay.
G. Sure. That's right. Jizz.
Okay.
Although.
What?
Things can splooge.
There's rumors.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 5-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 5-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 5-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would.
Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're talking about like squirting. We're on the secret show. Say it. Yeah, I was squirting.
No, I thought maybe you'd come to the conclusion. Yeah. The conclusion.
But
come to the conclusion.
Definition of splooge is to ejaculate,
guys, this
though.
Has been a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to go throw up in private now.
Stay. Talk about the meatball thing.
Oh.
Like, back me up on this meatball. That's bullshit. Like, first of all, 7 billion people in a meatball, while it is macabre, and Jane really does love stuff like that. You couldn't fit that size meatball in Central Park. It just wouldn't.
It doesn't make
like
any
sense. All the humans could be ground up and put into Central Park. It's ridiculous.
It's making nonsense out of nonsense. It's BS.
It's like, that's by the definition of nonsense.
Absolutely.
A human meatball made of all of us that sits in Central Park.
But also, what did I say? I said the human... Meatball
like
Madness.
Meatball Madness.
It sounds like an 80s party band.
It does.
Meatball Madness was like playing at the frat house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With their new song, Schmegma.
Right.
I love you guys. Really good job.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right. Janie.
Thanks, Jane.
Solid appearance.
Thanks. Thanks very much, everybody.
Now we know what your kryptonite is. I'm not going to say it.
I have like...
I wanted to. I almost did say it.
I have like 40 questions for Jane, and I'm too scared to ask them.
What? Isn't that, what? Get back in here.
No, because you know how she is. So you never know when she's just going to be like, I'm not playing games with you, big mouth. No.
She wouldn't be mad, though. She'd just say no.
She won't say anything. She'd just fire you later.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is technically our boss.
Right. Now, listen. Yes. Do you have any... We need to get to some bad advices.
Oh, jeez.
Would you already?
Left.
No, we've got plenty of time.
No, it's true. Let me look. Cut all this out. I was happy talking about this. I don't know why you guys need to do all this bad advice. What's that? What are you doing?
Sorry,
is that the place where you're going to edit back to?
take that out.
You know what's funny? You know how if you double tap on your mouse, it like zooms in on your thing?
For Max.
Come here and look at what zoomed in. So I didn't mean to. You see one there you'd like me to do?
I like nipple licking.
Okay. Nipple licking. It blew up so big on my screen. I'm like, I think that one wants to get red.
That's fate.
By the way.
Oh, I think this one has to do with VHL too, I think.
Sure.
Oh.
But you can do it today. It doesn't matter.
Okay. On Big Brother, there's a guy who can lick the tip of his own elbow, which is not something that you can do.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He like dropped his shoulder down.
Well, he's got a funky shoulder.
He got, I mean, oh my God. Bryn, did you just do it?
No, I'm close though.
Oh, he is close.
Oh, you are really close.
I don't want to hear a snap, though.
Oh, my God. Did you just crack your shoulder?
No, it's fine. My shoulder just hurts from... It's still like I slept wrong.
But
but
boob licking... I mean, first of all, okay, even if you can do it, generally speaking, you have to crank your neck over and twist your tit up and, you know, you got to... It's like a whole thing you got to do to do it. It's not like... I mean, I guess hookers do it or dancers do it, strippers do it.
Hookers.
Whatever. Hey, hooker.
Or massage therapists.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Never mind. This one's about nipple licking.
Deshaun, seriously.
same, what?
But it's like, you know, I guess because when I do it, like, there's nothing sexy about it.
When you
it.
Lick
it's,
your own nipple.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to do it once to see if you can.
Right.
Everybody does
but
that.
But you say when you do it.
When I do it, I feel like, I'm all like, you know. Like, it's just an uncomfortable position to be in that it just feels like. Well, who wants to see that? It'd be one thing if I had like big cans, I could just gently lift one up and
I think
give it
big
a little.
Cans make it easy, right?
Right,
make
it easier because you don't have to crank your head and tit don't have to meet somewhere in the middle.
Right.
So, this person says, "Call me Mrs. Morgan Hill."
Okay.
Last week on The Secret Show, one of the boys, I think Benny, asked V. Hale if she ever licked her own nipples. I have very nice natural D's, and I can reach my nipples with my tongue if I cup my breast. I have often wondered if me licking my own nipples is something that would turn a guy on.
Yeah, duh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tongue and nipples.
And it also has, you're naked, so there's that. Like, the whole thing is hot. All of it.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming.
There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can the boys
unless you're on the toilet. I mean, yes, there are ways you could make that gross, but otherwise.
Have you farted while you're licking them?
It's I'm super hot.
Some other guy's jizz. You like that, huh?
Actually, I wouldn't mind watching that. What?
Okay. No, I just
if
was,
there's jizz on her boob and she's licking it off, I'm like,
there's some other guy's boob. I mean, some other guy's jizz though.
Well, we watch that all the time. Like it's that.
Well, I'm not
porn.
Talking about it on the TV. It's like some lady in front of you.
Oh, in front of me, like in person. Yeah. Why the fuck would there be other jizz there?
You tell me,
boy.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm
what
sorry.
Are you guys? There's some guy jizzing on the girl's tits that you're bopping.
I think in real life I wouldn't be able to. Yeah, okay.
You're clearly go in sloppy on. Seconds position.
Go on. Sorry about that. It wasn't.
Anyway,
you.
She said, you know, can the boys on the show give me their opinion?
Yeah, hot.
We did, I think, yeah.
Very hot. Smoking hot.
Alex, yeah.
Yeah.
Did your wife ever do that?
You know she doesn't, but yeah.
You got to ask her about
exactly,
it tonight.
Exactly, yeah.
If John could put his own cock in his mouth, would you be like, that's fucking hot, John. Good job.
And I'd want to see it, but I don't know that.
You'd be turned on. But
I don't think that's a turn on.
You're not.
Be like, you know, dude, like I'll twist it up in an awkward position, sucking his own dick. No.
It's just not the same. It never is.
No. Would that turn you on if you saw a guy doing that?
If I saw a guy sucking his own cock, no, I would not be turned on.
Yeah, but when you heard about it, you ran right home and tried it.
Well, I was 15. I mean, these are things that you go, someone says, you know, oh, yeah, I heard you could. And I wonder if I could.
How'd you do it again? You throw your legs over your head?
Over my head.
Yeah. Oh, round it up over you instead of rounding down to it. Yeah.
I could but at the time I was in wrestling and was about as limber as I've ever been in my whole life.
So it actually wasn't difficult. It was just a dumb position to be in.
Tell the truth for once.
Yeah.
When is the last time you tried it, and could you still do it?
I don't know.
I mean, we've talked about it so
much. I know, but I don't know. I can't answer it without... I mean, I could make something up if you want, but I don't know.
I think I may have tried it after Vinny talked about it the last time, which was like years ago.
Yeah, I don't... Mm-hmm. It's not something that...
And?
Oh, no, nowhere close. There's no,
but you're so flexible.
I probably tried it when I was a teenager too and couldn't do it. I'm pretty sure I did try that. I think I couldn't do it.
Things like that, you can either reach them or you can't.
Things change as you age too. Like, I used to fall all day, every day, and thought nothing of it. Mm-hmm. Like, on purpose almost, yeah. You know? Like, oh, I'm going
to
jump over the couch and miss and land my body on the... Isn't that... Now I'm like, that's not funny. I could really fuck myself up.
Mm-hmm. We might find it funny. You would find it less funny.
I don't think it's funny anymore, so I don't know that I'd even be interested in seeing if I could... I don't care.
There's so much about that. Like, you know, you're a kid, so you're super flexible, and you're, you know... You're just made of rubber, basically, but you also weigh so much less when you're flinging yourself around when you're a kid, you know? As an adult, it's like, I don't know what it is. Every part of you just weighs more. Ugh.
Everything hurts.
Everything hurts already. What do I want to do any more damage for? One other question from Miss...
Morgan Hill.
Morgan Hill. Look up her city. I often find myself extremely turned on listening to The Secret Show. How do Vinny, Bryn, and Alex deal with their secret show wood?
I've never gotten a wood during the secret show they're talking about? Or what does that mean?
Yeah, during the secret show.
Yeah, I've not gotten a
really,
wood.
Really, no stirrings, no?
No, I don't think so, because...
Oh, you guys aren't doing your job.
There's definitely some excitement there when we're talking about stuff, and I think it gets a little bit inappropriate when you start watching porn, like on the secret show for research. There's a line there that I'm like, you know what? Enough of that.
But, I feel movement.
I feel like if I ever feel like stopping to jerk off, there's a line right there. So that's where
I'm really glad that you guys have a clear cut line because you know,
I don't have a line. I jack off right here under the table.
I was gonna say thank you for not jacking off under the table.
There's a splooge puddle right down here. If you look closely, that's what I do.
I thought you were just vibrating from something. I
just jack off right here under the table. Fuck it.
There's a laugh I've never heard before.
What do you mean? No, that's him going, like, you know.
Oh, I thought that was you laughing. He's like, ha, ha, ha.
It sounded like Woody Woodpecker, didn't it?
That's like somebody jerking off.
Do it again.
Whoa.
Man, you're jerking off hard. Like, that is the fastest.
That's a fast jerk off, right? Like, that's climax part. Ready to go.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like I know more about you guys than I...
This show has been a shit show.
Yeah,
the whole
really
thing
has.
From the very beginning. Now we're talking about
from
like 5 in the morning till now.
Meatball, oh, that whole time?
Yeah, the whole thing has
been
a,
super fun.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I am kidding the whole time about everything. We're here to do a ha-ha funny show.
And we've done it.
Goodbye. Vinny, nice words.
Goodbye's enough, but you're always
done.
Got a happy end in there.
It just feels right.
The end.